Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
All right, good morning. Welcome, everyone. It is Wednesday morning, our final Wednesday of July, and we are wrapping up our safety talk. And what a way, we're going to go out with a bang, and I mean that literally. So we are talking to Megan Roble. She is a certified firearms trainer and educator, and we are going to talk gun safety, and we're going to talk a little bit about her super cool club, which is called A Girl and a Gun Shooting League. So good morning, Megan, and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I did a little intro for you, but tell us who you are and what you do.
Yeah. So again, my name is Megan Roble. I am a certified firearms instructor and trainer. You can see me out on the range in Merrill at the Lincoln County Sports Club. I also am the chapter facilitator of A Girl and a Gun, Central Wisconsin. You can find them out on agirlandagun.org. From there, I enjoy teaching people firearm safety, like you said. So I, started about 10 years ago. Was probably the first time that I actually handled a gun. Prior to that, I was actually afraid of guns. It took a lot of patience from my husband. Thank you. And I just decided to kind of meet that fear head on. You know, I didn't want to be afraid of a gun anymore. So I scheduled a class and took a concealed carry class with a gentleman in the area and bought my first handgun within that, I think it was within the first month after receiving the training. Went to the range, practiced with my handgun, then I went and ordered materials to build my first AR-15. That's probably one of my favorite guns to go to the range with, easy to shoot. From there, I kind of just went all in. I compete nationally in shooting sports, specifically three gun, but I've also dabbled in USPSA and .22 long rifle, like precision shooting. So yeah, I tackled that fear and now I'm the teacher doing the teaching instead of the student. So yeah, I enjoy just sharing my knowledge with people and improving their safety and their confidence on the range and off the range, carrying if that's what they desire to do.
Nice. And there might be people right now going, okay, what does this have to do with wellness? And I will tell you what this has to do with wellness. And Megan will give us her views on it too. But we're in Wisconsin. And no matter what, I always defer back to that. I grew up around hunting and firearms and things like that. And I know there's lots of us that are like that around this area. And I know there's a lot of people who have not been exposed to that. So this is just informative. And if you have interest, this is a perfect person. Megan is a great person to talk to, super knowledgeable, and came about it kind of in a different way. Like, you didn't come from a family knowledge of it. So, and because you are new on the show, we have to do our questions with you. So we got to get to know you a little bit more. So it is Wellness Wednesday. And when I say wellness, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, so wellness in the general sense, that's being healthy, drinking enough water, going to the gym. But to dig a little bit deeper, I think wellness is also like doing something that brings you joy, that you find joy in. And that's kind of how I started this A Girl and a Gun chapter, kind of bringing it all together. So in addition to teaching and finding joy and passion in teaching, bringing women to the range, that's wellness to me. Helping ladies, exposing them to firearms, exposing them to the training that they need, or, you know, just being a friend to talk to. That's really what wellness means to me.
Awesome. And that is great because that is all encompassing. And that is exactly the feeling I got from joining you that day. So like that, good job. You're doing well. You are a great trainer in that aspect. And then the second part. So You know what? We're going to break. We're going to wait on the second part for the break because we're kind of on time there. So when we come back, we're going to ask Megan what she does for her own wellness, which we kind of already know, but some other things. And then we're going to get into a little bit more of what she does. So we'll be right back. We're going to hear from Mosinee Area Chamber of Commerce, who has graciously sponsored us in this July month of all things safety. So we will be right back. All right. Welcome back, everybody. We are here for the second part of our talk today on Wellness Wednesday with Megan Roble, certified firearms trainer and educator. So we just learned Megan's views on wellness, which is pretty standard, except I like you added joy to it. And a lot of my guests talk about like that balanced well-being. And joy is a word we have not heard, I don't think, yet. So I like that because that's your reason for doing stuff. You don't want to do things you don't like, right? So what do you do besides the obvious? And you can sure touch on that again, but what do you do to keep yourself well?
Yeah, so again, kind of touched on it. I try to drink enough water. I have two dogs, take them for walks. I go to the gym, try to do that regularly. So I try to do like the normal stuff that people would consider wellness. In addition to that, finding my joy, I go nationally and shoot competitions. And I find joy in that. Being with people that also find joy in that same thing, it's a community where people can come together. So really focusing in on that joy aspect, not only is it working out and eating healthy and trying to get enough sleep, like I feel like those are all of the common things that people would consider wellness. But digging a little bit deeper and doing something that you really enjoy, that really like sparks some passion inside you, I think that is what I would consider wellness. Whether everybody's a little bit different, whether that's taking 10 minutes of you time to read a book or hang out with your children, whatever the case may be, there's wellness in all aspects of life. And I think just remembering that is the important aspect there.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly with you. So thank you for that. And so we're going to talk a little bit about what you do for others now. And talk to us a little bit. And again, I want to make sure that this is very clear. I am not trying to promote that everyone that's listening needs to go out and buy guns and do this. But if you are interested in it, and if you are a female, and your husband also does this, right? Mm-hmm. Is he
also
an instructor? So if there's men listening,
yes,
they're still, okay, so we're not excluding you guys. We just,
no.
We talk to hubby later. You can still contact Megan and she will get you in touch with him. So in order to get knowledge and joy and things, if you have any kind of interest in, or maybe you grew up around it and just would like to get a little bit deeper into it, the cool thing, and how I was lucky when my family, my father was amazing, and he taught me all of these things. Not everybody has that. And if we're talking woman to woman, it's so much more fun to learn with your like people and your peers. And if you don't have experience previously, you don't have to feel stupid coming into this. Where I feel like a lot of women would be like, oh, I'm not going to go do this thing because all these guys are going to be there and they're going to make fun of me and everybody. It's not like that, right? Tell us a little bit about the girl in a gun and how you got to here and some of the ladies that you're teaching right now.
Yeah, so through the chapter, I invite women of all ages and all experience levels to meet us on the range. Whether you have a gun or you're brand new to it, we're there for you to teach you how to safely handle whatever firearm you choose. Right now, we're more focused on handguns. I think that there's in this area more need and desire to practice more regularly with handguns. But that doesn't mean that you couldn't bring your hunting rifle if you needed assistance sighting in or whatever the case may be. When you came, we were actually doing handgun training and then we transitioned to doing some clay shooting. That's kind of how it is. And all of the women are very inviting. It's a judgment-free area for you to seek the training that you're interested in seeking.
That's the part I love. It's that there's no judgment. I was a little nervous because, I mean, you never know what you're walking into. But the two ladies that I met were fantastic. And they just immediately started saying, oh, here's what's going on. Here's what we're doing. Here's what we're going to do next. And it was great. So it was very welcoming. And I thank you very much for that because obviously that came from you or they wouldn't be, you know, doing the way that they are doing. So the bad news is we are out of time on air. But we are going to keep going because there's a lot more that we got to talk to Megan about here, and we're going to touch on some more details. So if you are interested, if you have even just want knowledge, you don't even have to shoot, right? Like, you can just get part of this. Megan, I want you to take us out. Tell us one more time who you are, how to get a hold of you, and what your title is.
Yeah, my name is Megan Roble. I am a co-owner with my husband of a firearms training and education company called Roble Defense. I'm also a chapter facilitator of A Girl and a Gun Central Wisconsin. You can find us online at robledefense.com or agirlandagun.org. You can also reach me personally. My phone number, I'm open to phone calls if you feel free to call me and ask questions. My phone number is 715-252-8573.
Thank you very much, Megan. This podcast section is going to be much more detailed, and so make sure you guys come back. This is going to be a great conversation. If you need any more information, you've got all of her stuff. There will be a link on this as well. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you to the Mosinee Area Chamber of Commerce. And I hope you guys enjoyed our July safety theme, and we will see you next month. All right, we are back on the podcast side here with Megan Roble, our certified firearms trainer and educator. So before we talk to her about, we got the questions all out of the way. So what wellness means to her, what she does for her own, and what she does for other people's wellness. And the fun part that I took away from that was the word joy, because we all find joy in our own things, right? So we are in Wisconsin. And again, I wanted to be very clear. I'm not trying to promote the use of guns and firearms, but if you are already into it, this is the place to go. Or if you are interested in learning it. And that's what I'm all about, is knowledge and learning. So it was very cool. I met you and was invited immediately to your event. That I'm going to call it an event. I mean, you guys were there shooting and practicing. And it was so neat because I didn't bring anything with me. I just came as myself. I don't have a handgun currently. I deer hunt, so I wasn't going to like tote my rifle because I was like, I don't need to do that. But while I was there, and I had some peer pressure, I did have some peer pressure from you guys, but it was a good thing. So you had mentioned how you were shooting and you were with the handguns. And normally the girl in a gun is its own entity, right? But there was something else going on at the range that day. So we got a bonus. And again, I was not prepared for shooting or doing anything. And that was okay because I just wanted to come and see. But then we had a really neat setup because I want you to tell us what it was, but I got in the mix. So what were we doing after we were shooting with you?
Yeah, so when we completed our, what you would refer to as an event with A Girl and a Gun, the Lincoln County Sports Club also had a learn to trap shoot event going on. They did that every Tuesday of June. So it just so happened to work out that I had one of my events scheduled the same time as the learn to trap. So instead of all the ladies leaving the range, and typically what we do is we go to dinner after our events. So instead of us going to dinner, I thought it would be a good idea for the ladies that do come to experience trap shooting. So after our event was completed, we headed over to the trap field and tried our hand at trap shooting. And yes, we did peer pressure you, but I think it was a really good thing because, again, getting outside of your comfort zone, trying something a little bit different is not always a bad thing. Yeah, it feels weird and uncomfortable, but it's a good thing in the end. And had I not taken those steps 10 years ago, I wouldn't even be here talking to you.
Yeah. And that's how it kind of comes back to the whole wellness concept, too, because I do like to be outdoors and I like to do that stuff. But I've also kind of gotten to, my father isn't around anymore. He's passed on. And, you know, things change. So, like, my mentor, my person doesn't exist anymore. And to find a new person that you trust and can understand and deal with, that's important. I mean, if you're going to be out doing things that you enjoy, you should be able to do them properly. And again, back to that wellness and joy, I think the knowledge is the key factor.
Yes.
Now, and I kind of make a joke about being peer pressured, but by no means was I held at gunpoint to do so. But it was cool because we had, you guys were over on your side and doing kind of more of a, what would you call it?
Like, it was scheduled. More, yeah, it was more league style than just practice or learning. So they did give you the opportunity to actually experience league-style trap shooting. So there were ladies that decided to try their hand at the league style, but like you were just about to say, you had the experience of just seeing if you liked even just holding a shotgun and shooting a shotgun. So it was a lot less stressful.
Yeah.
Where you were practicing.
And there were guns there, so you didn't have to have your own.
Yep.
And I don't know who he was, but our instructor over on that side was fantastic. He was so cool. I mean, everybody made it very easy.
Yeah.
And again, that's where that whole wellness thing comes in, because there wasn't any... I wasn't nervous to shoot. I was more nervous to look like a moron. You know, like, I've shot guns before. I'm like, oh, I don't do this. And then I'm going to toot my own little horn here, because I took 3 shots, and the first one I missed, and the second 2 I hit. So 2 out of 3. And he was all, you're a natural. I'm like, you know, it was cool. I'm glad I did it, because I now I can say I did it.
Yeah.
Am I going to be a trap shooter in my future? I don't really think so.
Right.
But it was neat to do.
Yeah.
And that's all. It's empowerment. It's all about the knowledge. And now that's one more thing I can say. I can do that if I want to.
Exactly.
And I feel like that makes me well.
Yes.
You know, it's more knowledge. It's more things for me. And that's the whole point, too. Our listener base here, we've got a lot of ladies. And just to give, whether it be for this club or any other thing, it's good to get yourself into something. I'm going to go back to your word of joy. Like, find that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if the girl in a gun club is your thing, then get in here, because it is neat. And the concept, I just love the concept of it. And even you'd kind of touched on concealed carry is how you got in here. And I know that's a very big thing. And again, I'm not trying to promote that. But with the way that the club works, and I feel like you explained this to me, and if I'm wrong, and I want you to do it too, but if you have a concealed carry and there's a situation that you get into, if you have that, it's like a journal, right? Like your knowledge journal, your shooting
yep.
journal. Like, tell us about that just real briefly, how that with the club kind of prepares you for the world.
Yeah, so one of the perks of being a Girl in a Gun member is you get access to the A Girl in a Gun shooting journal. So within that shooting journal, they have it broken up into 12 different segments, essentially 12 different segments, one for each month of the year. So in 1 month, you may focus on loading a magazine or how to do a magazine exchange to fill your gun back up with ammo after you've depleted all of the rounds in one magazine. So this tool can be used as training proof if you were ever in a critical incident with a firearm. You can go back to it and say, I know how to use my firearm because I go to a Girl in a Gun twice a month or once a month, whatever the case may be. But then you have this written proof, like, I was at the range last week, Tuesday, for an hour, and I practice XYZ. You can give that information to the judge as proof that you know how to adequately and competently handle a firearm.
Sure. And there's things about cleaning your guns and mm-hmm. just basic things that most people would take for granted.
Yes.
You'd break it back down.
Right.
You start at the basics and you work your way up. And again, back to the knowledge and learning and things and
yes.
being empowered just to know this. You don't even have to end up like sticking with it, right? You could get this knowledge and maybe never shoot something in your life again.
Definitely.
But again, to say you did it.
Yes.
And you guys, again, as a husband and wife team, you have Robel Defense. So if people want to get into something a little deeper, you also have that option.
Correct. Yeah, so not only do I participate in A Girl in a Gun, being the chapter facilitator, kind of coordinating the lady get-togethers, my husband and I also have Robel Defense. We teach conceal carry, basic handgun. We also take it a step farther and do an introduction to carrying concealed. In Wisconsin, it's very, I would say, very easy compared to a lot of other states. It's very easy to obtain your conceal carry license. So we take it a step farther because you can submit your hunter's education and obtain your concealed carry license in Wisconsin specifically.
With no training of any kind.
With no training of any kind. It's kind of a good and bad thing. Wisconsin leaves it up to the individual to decide how much training they require. Me, never handling a firearm growing up. I was not an avid hunter, anything like that. I didn't feel comfortable just getting my concealed carry license the easy way. That's why I chose to take a concealed carry class, something dedicated and specific to the training and education of how to adequately conceal carry a firearm. That's not what most people do. They usually submit their hunter's education and obtain their concealed carry that way. So what we have done is created an intro to carrying concealed. So we take it one step farther and get you on the range to practice with your handgun how to properly draw from a holster from concealment. Most places don't offer that. So I thought that was like one of our next steps, because we started just teaching concealed carry. I wanted to go a step farther. I wanted to give them something more. I wanted to give them as much information as I could give them and as much education and knowledge that I had. I wanted to share it with other people.
Yeah, and if you're already doing it and you're already interested in it, you should be doing it properly. And that makes me insane, whether we're talking about this or driving a car or almost anything that we can just go out and get.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, a couple years ago, I won't say the things all, but people got really big into campers for a little while and had never had a camper in their life and started pulling campers around, and they were flipping off into ditches all over the place because they didn't know how to drive with them, and nobody trains you. Even if you're moving and you go get a U-Haul, it's not like you go through a class first. So I mean, kind of minimizing this in a way, but on the same time, again, we're in Wisconsin and it's prevalent. I could drive less than a mile right now and go buy almost any handgun or any gun I want and have no knowledge of how to use it and take it home and have problems. So, like, to loop us all back again to the wellness, if that doesn't scream wellness that you have knowledge, I just don't even know what does. And I know this is a little more specific of a focus than we normally hit, but I think it's a very important one. If you had to give us one final thought on what is going on with you guys and Robo Defense and what you would like to see for our area, what would it be?
I think that could go a lot of different ways, but I would like to see more women go to the range, whether that's with their husband or coming to a girl in a gun. When I started, I was all alone. You don't have to be alone anymore. Come to a girl in a gun, message me, contact me. You don't have to be alone, and you can get the training that I know a lot of women want.
Yeah, and I just think it's so necessary. And you're such a nice person. You're so easy to talk to. You're very welcoming. So anybody that's listening or is interested in this, absolutely contact Megan, because even if you just have a one-on-one, and you do one-on-ones, right? You don't have to join the club.
No.
You could just meet with you one-on-one and learn things and go from there too, right?
Yes, most definitely. If you're more comfortable on that one-on-one training, just reach out to me. I will make something work to get you the training that you need and the education that you're looking for.
Yep. And if you know somebody that's interested, send them this way as well. So I think this is a good spot to stop us for today. I feel like we'll pull Megan out again maybe sometime come fall or maybe in the winter. We'll see what's going on and have you back again, because I feel like there's more we could talk about. Thank you so much, Megan, for being here with us today. Really appreciate it. So glad I met you, and I hope we have you back again.
Yeah, I really appreciate stopping by and telling you a little bit about A Girl in a Gun.
Fantastic.